Yeah. It's all about the pantyhose, baby. Code crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a dumb little placard. Yeah, paying the bills with my mad programming skills. Yeah, defragging my hard drive for thrills. I got me 100 gigabytes of RAM. I never feed trolls and I don't read spam. Installed a 2-1 line in my house. Always at my PC, double clicking on my missiles. Upgrade my system at least twice a day. I'm strictly plug and play. I ain't afraid of Y2K. I'm down with Bill Gates, I call him money for short. I phone him up at home and I make him do my tech support. It's all about the pantyhose. What? You gotta be the dumbest newbie I've ever seen. You've got whiteout all over your screen. You think your Commodore 64 is really neato? What kind of chip you got in there, a Dorito? You're using a 286, don't make me laugh. Your Windows boots up in what, a day and a half? You could back up your whole hard drive on a floppy diskette. You're the biggest joke on the internet. Your database is a disaster. Your wax and your modem trying to make it go faster. Hey fella, I bet you're still living in your parents' cellar. Downloading pictures of Sarah Michelle Gellar and posting me too like some brain dead AOLer. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller. Crew, huh? Yeah, yeah, rule cyberspace and crunch numbers like I do. They call me the king of the spreadsheets. Got them all printed out on my bed sheets. My new computer's got the clocks, it rocked, but it was obsolete before I opened the box. You say you've had your desktop for over a week? Throw that junk away, man, it's an antique. Your laptop is a month old? Yeah. Well, that's great. If you could use a nice heavy paperweight, my digital media is right protected. Every file inspected, no viruses detected. I beta tested every operating system. Gave props to some and others I dissed them. While your computer's crashing, mine's multitasking. It does all my work without me even asking. Got a flat screen monitor 40 inches wide. I believe that yours says Etch-a-Sketch on the side. In a 32-bit world, you're a 2-bit user. You've got your own news group, all total loser. Your motherboard melts when you try to send a fax. But you get your CPU in a box of Cracker Jacks. Play me online, well you know that I'll beat you. If I ever meet you, I'll control all the leech you. One,
a long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jinn could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas. Then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the Queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. He left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you
slave isn't even old enough to shave, but he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14, yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Well, I know he built C-3PO, and I've heard how fast his pod can go. And we were broke, it's true, so we made a wager or two. Ooh, he was a prepubescent flying ace, and the minute Jabba started off that race, well, I knew who would win first place. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant, the Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale, and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried, a lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken, and the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
about it, shut that me.
Yeah. You are the spirit. bust it.
Fellas, try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, are showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope. So don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you don't want to do G, bust the move.
Yeah! lies, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thoughts, taking all their share, everybody fled. She told me to come, but I was already there.
Like giving it up when I'm going
what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know.
Time. Hey, Mr. Monero, could I talk to you for a second?
What's he doing? Frank.
Frank, yeah. Listen.
Oh, forget this.
To my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul. When you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell.
understand her. You gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, tell her that she's.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.